On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Bet you didn't think I'd say it that way, did ya? Well, I did. So, what y'all been up to this fine week? You know, there's rain, there's sun, there's rain, there's sun. This is New England. That is how it works. Anyway, again, I don't want to start out with the weather. I did that last week. I'm doing it this week. Wow, how pedestrian. Forget about it. You know what? I happened to catch a little bit of Friends the other day, and I saw Joey. Oh, and he said, "How you doing?" Just like, you know, that's what he said. That was his line. Remember that? And I've used it for like 15 years. Not a line, not used it as, you know, per se. But when someone says, "So how are you doing?" I go, "Good. How you doing?" I mean, I throw it out there like that. I say it like Joey, and it always makes someone chuckle. They chuckle. I don't know if I do it to be funny. It's just sort of, I'm almost mocking them. You know, how you doing? How are you doing? Why would you say that? But there's a funny joke that James told me he did it to me. And I have since done it to other people because it's so great. And I wrote it down and I just came across it again on a little notepad, a little word pad. So I'm going to start doing that again because it's great. And you can do it too. It's called trolling someone. And it's the simplest thing and it's free. And it's harmless fun. Okay, listen, this is what you do. Write down, how are you? You doing all right? How was your day? What have you been up to? So besides all that, how you doing? So you're doing good, huh? So what have you been up to? But you space it, okay? No, I was just wondering how you were doing. I'm just making sure you're doing all right. You having a good day so far? So you just keep it going. And he got me once. He started to get me twice, but he really got me once. But I get everybody. It's fun. I'm going to keep doing it. There's, you know, fresh blood out there. I haven't got to yet. So remember that. Just say, how are you? So how are you? People will say, good. You know, and then you say, so you're doing all right? And they go, yep, how you doing? You go, good. Then you just go, well, how was your day? And they say, good again. And they say, so what have you been up to? Isn't this funny? And then they tell you, and then you say, so besides all that, how you doing? And then by that point, they're getting annoyed. I think they sense it. But they still, if you don't know them that well, you can probably get away with it. If they're family, they're going to yell at you, as they do. So then, you know, so you're doing good, huh? Don't forget that one. And then, so what have you been up to? Try it again. Then they're like, I already told you. They say, why do you keep asking me that? That's when you say, no, I was just wondering how you were doing. I'm just making sure you're doing all right. You're having a good day so far. And James was so, so good at it. And he had the best sense of humor. So he laughed a lot. And he made me laugh so hard. So I do miss that. I miss that. But anyway, so I'm bringing that back. I've got the notepad. I found it again. I'm like, oh, yeah, I forgot about this gem. I haven't done it in a long time. A couple of years. I was doing it anyway ago. And, yeah, I've done it to Ron. So he's already onto it. I got away with it once with Ron. I mean, like, I think I got two sentences out and he was all over that. I said, yeah, I know. He didn't like it much. Anywho, so that's your little trick for the day. Have fun with that. All right, yeah, we're going to focus on this for a second. That was Ariana Grande. And yeah, there was just some sort of a terrorist attack, it looks like. I mean, this just happened, so probably details will still be coming in. But 19 people died, 50 injured in Manchester, England, at the very end of a concert she was doing there. Monday night. She's doing a world tour, but she was there and it was at the end of it and there was a loud explosion. And is it safe to go anywhere? I mean, the whole point of terrorists, think about it, the word terror. What they're trying to do is make you afraid, make you terrorized, so you stay home. It doesn't really work necessarily because people want to live their lives. So they are going to go to concerts. They are going to go out. They are going to do these things. So it's inevitable that there's going to be more of these things that happen. I'm not anxious to go to a concert. I hardly go to concerts. If it's a really good concert, maybe. I don't think the local concerts, they're much of a terrorist attraction. So it will be these larger events, not these small venues. So you're probably safer doing that, other than getting in a bar fight. I don't know. But back to Ariana Grande for a minute. You know what? I thought I liked her. I think I do. But you know what? When I was looking up some of her songs to play one, and that's her new one, I guess. But anyway, I like Selena Gomez better. And yes, I am over 50, so I don't know why I like these people and their music. But I do. I am not their demographic. No way. But, you know, I like a lot of Selena Gomez's songs. So anyway, it's tragic what happened. This is a comedy show, though, but I always will give you a little bit of realism in there, too, of the bad news, like Donald Trump and so forth. Yeah, that's Katy Perry. And I like her. I usually like a lot of her songs. Some of them I don't, but most of them I do. But I bring up Katy Perry because she was the musical guest on the season finale of Saturday Night Live. Okay, let's talk about Saturday Night Live for a second, shall we? You know what? People say it's gone downhill. It used to be great back when Dan Aykroyd was on. Listen to me, that was 40 years ago. Stop it. Okay. Yeah, it was great. It was brand new. It was new to the airwaves and whatnot. And it was good back then. Maybe it was even great back then. John Belushi. Okay, I'll give you that. And some over the years, there's been some dipping low points. But right now, I think they have a really strong cast. I really enjoy it when I watch it, most of the stuff. So I think it's a strong cast. I like the Weekend Update. It's always very good. It always gets me laughing. However, now, last week, season finale, and it was hosted by The Rock. I guess he's, you know, Dwayne Johnson, The Rock. Are we going to call him The Rock? Are we going to call him Dwayne Johnson? I don't know. I guess he's Dwayne Johnson. Because when Tom Hanks came on the stage as like a, you know, cameo surprise appearance, because it's five-time hosting, they announced they were going to run for president. I mean, Dwayne Johnson was going to be president, and I guess Tom Hanks is vice president. So, and I know it's a gag and they were kind of, you know, joking around, but then at the end, they're sort of like saying, you know, we're serious. And I started to think, you know what? They could be serious. Oprah's been talking about it. I think if history has taught us anything with Donald Trump getting elected, that is proof. Okay. He's a dum-dum. So if he gets elected and he did, then who can't? You can grow up to be president. That was not a fairy tale. So, yeah, I would totally vote for a Dwayne Johnson, Tom Hanks ticket. I mean, you know what? How bad could it be? I don't care if they don't know anything about government. Donald Trump doesn't know anything about government. And look at the mess he's making. And speaking of that, yeah, so he's over in Saudi Arabia. He's probably back now. I don't know, however long he was there. A couple of days, weekend trip to Saudi Arabia, whatever. Point being, okay? And you've seen the videos, haven't you? Please look up this video. Please, please. If it's the only thing you do that you take away from this Tory podcast, look up Melania, Donald Trump, hand. They're walking on the carpet at the airport, and he's walking ahead of her, you know, as they do over in the Middle East. You know, the men walk first in front, and the women are covered up in burqas or whatever in the back. So,
She's behind him and she's sort of catching up to him, and he reaches his hand back without really even looking. He sort of puts his hand back because he knows she's there to try to touch her hand and take her by the hand. And she swats it away. She's having none of that. So I've watched it several times because it is that hilarious. You have to see it. Please, please watch this. It's very short. I'm sure you can find it quite easily. It's probably trending highly on Google or YouTube or anywhere. So, and I've said this before, and I'm going to say it again, obviously. Melania doesn't want to be First Lady. She doesn't want this job. She did not sign up for this job. She signed up for Donald Trump's wife, where she could have a lot of money and sit around and go lunching and buy things and raise her son in luxury. That's it. Becoming a First Lady is worlds from that. Okay, you have to have an agenda, you have to have a cause, you have to do something every day. You can see it in her face. She's just really fed up with this. And maybe she's kind of, rooting for this impeachment if it happens. But then, of course, we get Mike Pence and, the whole other set of problems. But, and I, and you know what? And the thing is, Donald Trump's not going to go away, people. Just because you impeach him, if you do, and he's not president, oh, no. He's not going anywhere. He'll have his own network. He'll be back. And meanwhile, he's trying to get as much money as he can, as fast as he can, because he knows this ship is sinking. It might just be a little hole, but ships with holes go down. It's just a matter of time. So he's getting as much money as he can. He made some sort of billion-dollar thing with agreement with the Saudis to benefit the country. However, his daughter Ivanka was there. And they gave her like millions and millions of dollars for her quote foundation or something. So, you know what? Quid pro quo. And it's kleptocracy. Donald Trump's in there to make money for himself as fast as he can and get used to it. And he's not, again, he's not going anywhere. If just because if he gets impeached, you're not going to stop seeing his face or hearing about him on the news every single damn day. Ugh. You hear that? It's the ocean waves. I love the sound of the ocean waves. I play that as I go to sleep at night. I turn my ocean wave sounds on. Isn't that nice? It's so relaxing. Then I spray lavender spray around the room, put on lavender hand lotion, and I go to sleep. I'm asleep within 120 seconds. That's 2 minutes. That's right, that's how long it takes. Not long. I fall asleep, no problemo. But speaking of the sea, there was this story out about a sea lion. Okay, did you hear that? There's a video. Oh my gosh. Look this up if you want. I mean, I already asked you to look up something, which is the Melania Donald Trump hand thing, which is hilarious. But this isn't even hilarious. This is a sea lion grabbing this young girl who's sitting on like a ledge right next to the water. And it's in Canada, British Columbia. And it just apparently, if you read the story, it sort of had, there was a warning first, and the girl sat to back down again anyway. And then when it says she sat down, he grabbed her, pulled her underwater. Some man jumped in and rescued her. It was crazy. It was crazy. I couldn't believe it. So yeah, I don't know. Like, remember a couple of years ago when this little boy was grabbed by an alligator too, right on the water shore in Florida? I don't think you should let your kids anywhere near water. I don't know. I just think it's a bad idea. Maybe if it's a swimming pool and you're right there with them, but when it's a body of water that could be sea lions or sharks in it, then I would be a little leery of that. So, but anyway, oh, speaking of Florida, yeah, I read something else about Florida. Nothing about sharks or alligators or sea lions, but even stranger, okay? There's a place called Titusville, and I know because I've been there. Titusville is pretty much only famous for Cape Kennedy. It's down near where they launch
the space shuttle. Okay, that's Titusville. So that's getting kind of focused in your mind. It's, you know, east coast of Florida. Titusville. So the news in Titusville was this woman was trapped inside a CVS. But you didn't see that coming, right? Right? A drugstore. She was, I'm like, okay, that sounds like something that would happen to me. I would be trapped someplace because the whole universe is against me. And this woman and CVS is where I do business. So I'm thinking, okay, I have to read this story. Trapped in a CVS in Titusville. Please. That's the headline. That's the clickbait. And, you know, it was a real story. Legit. MSN, I think I read it. So she, it was 10 minutes to 10, okay? And she's walking through the store. And then a little after 10, she went up to pay for her stuff. And there's nobody in the store. And she triggered some kind of an alarm where everything like started slamming down. And I don't know, it was weird. And she's panicking and calling someone because she's trapped. And of course, the police showed up and she's afraid she was going to get, you know, have a problem because they think she was broken in. She just got left in there. I'm sorry to giggle when I'm talking about this, but you can appreciate the hilarity of this. And then she goes on to say how she's 6 feet tall. So she doesn't know how anyone could have missed her because she's taller than these aisles or something. So how did they not know she was there? Maybe they punked her. Maybe they trolled her. They did a how you doing, but in a way that she'd be locked in a drugstore. Now just think, if she was someone that wasn't like on the up and up, like a reputable citizen, she's trapped in a drugstore. Okay, in 2017, you know how many people would love to be trapped in a drug store? Do they even call them that? They're pharmacies, right? Pharmacy. What's the difference? Okay, because the word drug is bad, right? But pharmacy is good, I guess. Anyway, so they'd be back there robbing. They'd be getting the Oxys and the Adderalls and the Valium. You can't tell me somebody that's locked in a pharmacy would not be going back for the drugs. But she's this nice lady and just, you know, trying to get her purchases. I wonder what they could have been. I don't know. They didn't talk about that. But yeah, so that happened. Yeah, Tori's pet peeves. My pet peeve is I don't like when milk is not cold. Milk should be cold. Don't give me milk that isn't cold. Put it in the refrigerator, in the back of the refrigerator where it gets colder. Don't put it in the door. Don't put anything in the door unless you want it to not get cold. You stupid dingus.
Good evening. This video is going to be quite simple. I'm going to use all things that have to do with sleepy time. I'm going to speak very softly.
Oh, don't you just love that? Okay, that is Maria. Oh, my angel, my Russian angel, Maria. You can hear her too. All you do is go to YouTube and you type in gentle whispering ASMR. Okay? And for 2 weeks, she has been taking me to heaven. Okay? And she'll take you there too. She takes millions of people there. Okay? She has over 900,000 subscribers. I just found out about her, and it is saving my life, okay? It's ASMR. It stands for Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response, and there's a whole wiki page about that as well, ASMR. And I am so glad I have discovered it. I actually had my friend Wendy send me a video about her. She said, I need to get my own YouTube page. I really need to do that. And I'll probably do that soon at some point. Yeah, with my own thing. It won't be this because obviously I don't have that voice. And I could do that voice, but I don't want to. That's her thing, and she excels at it. She's making a lot of money doing this. She quit her job. There's a whole story about her I read. Anyway, so yeah, ASMR. Oh my gosh, yes, it relaxes you. It helps me sleep or feel good or something if I'm having anxiety, and that's what it's for. So, and who doesn't have anxiety or nervousness or worry or stress or get a little down about things? Okay, go to YouTube, type in ASMR, and you too can enjoy the gentle whispering of Russian Maria, and you can watch it too. When they showed her rings, I watched an hour and a half of her showing her rings. And it was wonderful. It was so good. I think it was an hour and a half, something like that. They're long videos, and then at least a half hour, each of them. And I've watched several. I'm into her many for many hours, and that's fine. So I wanted to give you the heads up. I like to do that. A little PSA action here. You're welcome. Okay, this is a Mississippi story. See how I did that there? Okay, this dude called Carl Oliver from Mississippi, some representative. Yeah, he's a tool, okay? He's the one that you might have read about, or you've heard of the story anyway. He's calling for lynchings, okay, of these people that want to remove the Confederate statues down in the South. Okay. Yeah, I've been over this Confederate thing many a time for a couple of years now, and easily. And you know how I feel about the Confederate flag and all that. I'm not even going to swear. It's wrong. Let's just say it's wrong, and it should be stopped, and it's ridiculous. I can't believe we're having this discussion still, but obviously, a lot of people in the South are backwards, and they just don't see the problem. But you know what? If you're a representative and you're calling for, quote, lynchings, you're in Mississippi and you're white, how do you not know that that is a bad thing? Okay? And now you do me a favor, Google Carl Oliver, Carl with a K, and you check this dude out, okay? He looks like a Nazi. He's talking about Nazis. He looks like a Nazi, that Indiana Jones face melting one, okay? That's him. I swear it. I promise you it's true. Glasses and everything, those little circle glasses. This is that guy. Okay? He needs his face melted. I don't know what he's talking about, but he's a dingus. All right, I love that music. That's Arabian music. I've always liked it. It reminds me a little bit of Greek music, Turkish music. It's all kind of interconnected, sort of Egyptian. But anyway, I just wanted to. I feel like I just kind of glazed over the whole Saudi Arabia thing with the hand slapping away and everything, which I thought was funny. But I did want to mention the whole headscarves thing because, I mean, people are bringing it up that Donald Trump sort of bashed Obama a couple of years ago when Michelle Obama was there and did not wear a headscarf. Now he's there with his wife and daughter and they're not wearing headscarves. Yeah, I can see how that's kind of hypocritical. So, whatever. He's going to do what he's going to do. That's pretty plain and simple now. But people are also saying something about the comedians are making jokes how, oh, it's awkward. He's in the Middle East now and he's talked about Muslim bans. Ooh, how's that going to go over? Keep in mind, Saudi Arabia is exempt from that ban. Okay? So there's no problem. He didn't go to a country where he said, oh, you can't come over here. Saudi Arabia is exempt because he has business dealings with these people. So, of course, he's not going to put them on the anti-Muslim ban. Okay, there's certain countries that are exempt. Obviously, for personal reasons, again, kleptocracy, he's making money. He's got to do this right and quick. Okay, that said, okay, done with that. We're all done with Donald Trump for this week. Until next week, until tomorrow. I won't be on tomorrow, but I'm sure by the time I'm back on with Ron on Friday, what will have happened then? That's days away from now. We just need to wait hours. So by Friday, Ron and I will have a whole bunch of new stuff. I won't say plethora, because as I've mentioned before, plethora is a word that's misused a lot. And my dad, it really irks my dad. He's a wordsmith. Okay, so he said plethora is an overabundance. So it can't just be a lot of something, because a lot is a lot. A plethora is way, way, way too much. So don't say plethora unless you really know what you're doing and you're using it correctly. Okay, yeah, I'm a little moody. I can tell that. Maybe I need some of that Francis Coppola's wine. Did you know that Francis Coppola, the director of The Godfather and many other fine movies, also has a winery? I didn't know that until last winter when I got a bottle of his Black Label Claret 2015. It was so good. I would buy it again, and I'm going to recommend you buy it. So that's on my list of wants and needs, probably. Thank you. That's the snooty music. That's like a snobby music. I think it's kind of cool. I went to the Beacon Hill Garden Tour, Garden Club Tour, which they have every May in Boston, in Beacon Hill, to be exact. And I used to joke, or I still joke, that it's the largest gathering of old white ladies ever. Or actually just white people in general. And I don't know why that is. But it just is. I mean, I saw a couple of Asian people, sure. But it's like, it's a cliquey old Boston blood, old Boston money, blue blood kind of thing that Bob Seger probably sang about. And you look at everyone's gardens. There's only 10. They really do about 10 a year. And they're really beautiful. I mean, I feel so hoity-toity when I go, you know, rubbing elbows with all the fancy people, although I'm not sure if they're Republicans or not. That might make me angry, but I don't think about that. I used to not even think about it at all. Now I have to focus on politics a little more, obviously, than I have in the past. And when I hear that music just then, I kind of think of Kramer versus Kramer, because I think that's the song, the tune. It's not even a song if there's no lyrics, are there? Well, I think that's the music from Kramer versus Kramer. And I think they've used that particular piece of Baroque music in a lot of films, a lot of movies. That's just one that leaps to mind. Maybe he was teaching him how to ride a bike in that scene. I don't know. Gracious. Chris Cornell, oh, passed away. When I turned on Facebook, and it was the first thing I saw, that was Thursday, and I was getting ready to go on that Beacon Hill tour, and I was just bawling my eyes out. I was just crying. It just was so awful, because it is awful, and not just the fact that he was, you know, so young, 52, but I started thinking about my son. I mean, that's the same thing. It's like, you just want out. You just want out. You just like, that's it. I gotta go. I gotta move on. I gotta get out of here. It's too bad. Things are awful. It's even at that moment, You can't see past that moment. People, you know what? I get tired of people that say, oh, well, you should just hang on. Things are going to get better. It's a permanent solution to a temporary problem. Yeah, that all makes sense in hindsight, okay? But when you're in the middle of it happening, okay, and your brain can't decipher that. It's easy for you and it's easy for me or anybody else to sit back and say, yeah, okay, well, you should just know or call someone or talk it out or this or that or the other thing. No, that's not how it works. Obviously, you can see that. You can have success, you can have money, you can have all of these wonderful things, but all of a sudden your brain says, okay, this has to stop. We have to stop this and get off this planet. And you do, okay? So it was not a selfish thing. He did not do a selfish thing. His mind was mixed up at the moment. And unfortunately, that's what happens. If you have the means and you just do what you do, it is too late. That's done. But you know what? You move to the next plane. You move to the next plane. That's how I look at it. Yeah, we're going to grieve. We're going to miss these people. I miss my son. I can imagine a lot of people miss Chris Cornell. His family, his wife, his kids, my gosh. My son wasn't married with kids. That's a whole other level of wow. So it's sad. It is sad. And but I wish people wouldn't judge people for doing these things in whatever they're going through. Okay, don't sit back and please don't say committed suicide. We're trying to change that the vernacular to died by suicide. Okay, so if you see someone doing that, you don't need to yell at them, but you can nicely correct them, as I do, that we don't say commit. That's committed a crime. To commit is to commit murder, commit a crime. Is suicide a crime? Stop it. You know what? Their crimes are done now. They're done. Okay? They died by suicide. So if you could just, help out with that. Thank you. And with that, we're going to wrap up. I'm going to wrap up for one more week. And I'm going to make this exit outro short and sweet. And I will be back next week. All right, peace.
Tell by the